This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The digital era is a boon for romance. The online dating site eHarmony alone claims credit for more than 500,000 marriages and counting. Smartphones and social media have revolutionized long-distance relationships, but turns out there's a downside here. Marriage counselors are hearing about the friction that can emerge when couples and their digital devices are all in the same room. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Dinner's over, the dish is done. And like millions of couples everywhere, Carolyn and Soren Popescu sit down in their South Florida home to watch TV. Together. But not really.
I mean, I would make a reference to something on the TV and he'd say, huh, what?
Soren's on his iPhone, again, sending work emails.
Oh, that's funny, yeah. And put his head back down and keep typing. So you miss a little bit of closeness that way.
The couples had spats over this, including one beachfront argument where Carolyn threatened to rip the iPhone out of Soren's hands and throw it in the water. Still, Soren says the problem didn't really hit him until their daughter Lena was born.
Carolyn would hold her up, talk to her, play with her, and I would be busy with my emails. And then by the time I would finish, she would be getting tired and falling asleep again.
Text messages. Ding, ding, ding. Text message comes through.
For Marshall Kreitz in Portland, Oregon, the constant distractions at dinner, on weekends, while out, drive him crazy. He worries something's being lost.
Like, honey, I realize we're driving in the car and you're on your phone and your contention is, well, I'm driving. And my contention is, well, if you weren't on your phone, though, we would be talking.
Then there's this scene from a 21st century marriage. Kreitz says he and his wife have the board game Scrabble and love it. But
last night, for about a half an hour after we both went to bed, we were each playing Scrabble against computers on our cell phones. Her on her side of the bed looking one way, me laying on my back, both playing Scrabble. It's pretty disgusting if you ask me.
The digital age hasn't introduced this problem. It simply gives us a more convenient means of checking out.
Tara Frisch is a marriage counselor in Edmond, Oklahoma. She's hearing more and more clients complain about a spouse whose body may be right there, but whose mind is off in cyberspace. Some say the best way to get their spouse's attention is to send a text from the next room. Others complain that late-night emailing cuts into their sex life.
Closeness depends upon this rapidly disappearing phenomenon of undivided attention spread over time.
Edward Halliwell is a psychiatrist and the co-author of Married to Distraction. He says just think of trying to complete a work project amid a stream of interruptions.
What you give up at work is depth, and what you give up in relationships is intimacy.
Halliwell advises clients to quash their Pavlovian response. Go to lunch, take in a nice dinner, and turn the BlackBerry off. Therapist Frisch tells couples to show each other the same respect they'd give their boss.
If your boss approached you and wanted to have a conversation with you, would you continue to surf the net while talking to them? You probably wouldn't. You would have the respect and the courtesy to look away.
In Florida, the Popescus have set new ground rules. Soren limits texting until after baby Lena's in bed. And Carolyn is allowed 3 interruptions a night. She says it's all in the tone.
I think it's a firm request. Please put it down.
Firm is one way of saying it. Stern.
Bossy.
Yes. Exactly. I know when she's serious. Let's just put it this way.
Okay, negotiating boundaries in the digital age is an ongoing process, but the Popescu say they'll keep talking it out face to face. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
Cell phones and social media can also play a role in infidelity. Jennifer looks at that tonight on All Things Considered.